Thomas Hardy's Snow in the Suburbs, a similar but much shorter poem, adds the emotion of pity, so characteristic of this author, which he here renders with a rueful humour at the plight of birds and animals in the wintry season. Every branch big with it, bent every twig with it, every fork like a white web foot, every street and pavement mute. Some flakes have lost their way and grope back upward, when, meeting those meandering down, they turn and descend again. The palings are glued together like a wall, and there is no waft of wind with the fleecy fall. A sparrow enters the tree, whereon immediately a snow lump, thrice his own slight size, descends on him, and showers his head and eyes, and overturns him, and near inurns him, and lights on another twig, when each brush starts off a volley of other lodging lamps with a rush. The steps are a blanched slope, up which, with feeble hope, a black cat comes, wide-eyed and thin, and we take him in.